Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barely at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 on the Eastern Coast. If you're listening to us live, I do have to put the teeth in just before the tooth in.
Is that a tooth
just thing? Before, yeah.
We need somebody to do that. Why should you... You gotta do all this other shit. Oh, no, I gotta put my tooth in. Okay, put that on your fucking list. Okay? Jesus Christ.
If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as we're on the Crab Diving Network streaming for you 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
I'm a pioneer!
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate tap dance and fuck out of it.
Fuck you!
We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours.
My dick.
We're the Festivus of the left of us.
Oh yes, Festivus.
And we got a lot of Festivus. Festivus.
Yes. if you were a president, would you be presidential in the classic sense or presidential in the modern sense?
Modern president means I can say pussy.
Oh, yeah. And touch your pussy. I can do whatever I want.
Tweet us. Did we say our names? My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Can we do that?
Stay woke. Get woke if you haven't been woken already.
Tweet us during the show if you like at crabdiving, one word, crabdiving. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool cats hang out.
You're allergic, though.
Not all.
Not all cats. You are allergic to not all cats.
It is a pussy-by-pussy basis.
Oh, really? Individual.
It's weird.
That actually doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know like types of cats, but just certain some cats.
What about the man?
I can walk into a house and immediately start scratching, and other places I can have a cat rub its face, rub its butt all over my face,
yes,
and its body
please.
All over, and
sign
there's nothing
me up.
Going on.
You're talking my language. What about a Maine Coon?
A Maine Coon?
That's a cat that is very dog-like.
Oh.
They
Maine Coon.
No, it's they're from Maine.
Isn't it a Maine Coon?
I didn't know. Are they called Maine Coons because they live in Maine?
Well,
I
think that's just what they're called, right?
Oh, okay. I know not.
I think the very famous bumper
is a Maine Coon.
It's part Maine Coon.
The cat of the
Maine.
Host of K-Voice, by the way. Is there a... Wait, what is today? Today is Monday. There will be a new K-Voice tomorrow.
I don't know if she's going to have a 4th of July one, but there may or may not.
It seems like her podcast would be germane to our independence.
So would ours, but we're not doing a show tomorrow.
Fuck that shit.
The Maine Coon is one of the largest domesticated breeds of cats. There you go.
You allergic to that kind, or you don't know?
I don't think I was allergic to Bumper. The time
see, that's your Maine Coon.
We've had an audience with Bumper.
Right, an audience.
The famous Bumper. He has his own page on Facebook.
That cat didn't give a shit about anything but his own bowl and whether or not there's fucking food in it.
It's very...
a lot of cat to love.
Zoftig. Thanks for your listening time and brain time. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
yes,
we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or anything like that.
But we expect to be paid!
You can. But it doesn't cost you shit. You just, if you're going to buy stuff on the internet, so you just go through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little tickle. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We will claim what is ours.
Just helps us here at Screaming Liberal Truculent Media.
Fuck you.
So much going on. It's hot as fuck, I believe.
Ooh, yes.
Is what they would call it here in Floridia.
It's fucked up. There's no global warming, by the way.
No, of course not. No.
Fuck you people that don't believe in climate change. It's so warm.
Plus, I was like, well, I like rain, but holy shit. And your mom did tell me this is an aberration. She said Pensacola's already inches above the normal as far as...
How many inches?
If I had a nickel. But as far as rainfall...
An above normal amount of inches.
So it's been wet.
Nothing to worry about here.
Again, if I had a nickel.
Right.
Over, wait. I didn't do the Sarah Palin drop. The headlines?
Cue Sarah.
And
come on, orchestra, come on!
3, 2...
God damn it!
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high top... the deepest part of the Pensacola bunker.
Inches.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, July the 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
The only Lord. The white Lord.
Why don't we, let's start.
Yes.
Over at Knuckle Dragger Central, let's start with the Drudge Report. Let's mix things up a little bit.
Knuckle deep.
Set your calendars back. Crank your IQ down.
Ooh, yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report.
Eat my dick.
United States of Distrust is the headline.
Sad. Why no one trusts us? That sucks.
It leads to a Daily Mail. .co.uk.
Double fucking trash, Pat.
Where they have headlines that are paragraphs.
I love that. And articles that are words.
Yeah, why blow the lead when you can just put the lead in the whole fucking title?
Blow.
6 in 10 Americans.
Hello.
Say they don't trust the Trump administration.
Jolly good.
But Congress and the media.
I'm not dead yet.
Have even worse numbers.
Spam.
And hardly anyone, all caps, trusts opinion polls. So, they're taking a poll and saying, yes, but nobody trusts polls.
So what's the point? Why? That's stupid. They're taking a poll and they're saying our poll's bullshit. The poll that we just spent time on is garbage. At least they're honest. Which isn't the case, probably.
The Trump administration is suffering from a trust deficit, it says. That's a nice way to put that, huh?
How many investigations? What do you mean a trust deficit? He is a trust deficit.
61% of U.S. adults do not trust the Trump administration.
That's it! We've got 40% of adults trust this guy.
Yeah, or
how do they
don't know...
Let me ask you something. If you're an adult, and you trust Trump, what else do you do all day? Run around with your mouth open in a rainstorm, drowning, shitting your pants, eating paste? What's your day like, dummy?
However, Congress...
Boo! I hate Congress. They suck.
Well, yeah, they've been, like, down lower than Lance Balls for... a long, long time.
You know...
It's the hip balls. I know, before we get an email from
whatever
our scientific friends. It's a joke.
I will say this. It seems like Congress would be a great place to work because you keep your job and you don't have to do shit. You don't have to accomplish shit.
Well, yeah, just talk to whatever big company you can get to fillet, and then in exchange for cash gifts and or a really cushy consulting job once you leave.
Oh, yes.
That bullshit. And then
lie to your boss, the people. You lie to the American people, and they still elect you.
We've heard some of those piss babies who were like, we just don't make enough money in Congress. It's just not fair. It's so much work, and it's you just don't make enough money.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Meanwhile, I
fuck
think
you!
Isn't it $170,000? Isn't that what a congressperson makes?
Hey, and maybe their big stupid lifestyle, they can't support themselves on that. Whatever.
Well, fuck you.
Raise the minimum wage, dickhead.
$174,000 a year. I can't live on that.
What the fuck are you doing? What do you have mortgage? What do you buy? You got a shit ton of boats or something? And these guys don't want to raise a fucking minimum. It's funny to me that they can't live on $170,000 a year, but yet...
There's something weird going with our...
Shit. But then they
something
don't...
Something weird going with our feed? Hold on a second.
Feed. But then they don't want to raise the minimum motherfucking wage. Explain that to me. $170,000 isn't enough for their fat cat ass to exist. But yet, they think that the working poor in this country don't need a raise. They don't need to make more than $7 or $8 an hour. I mean, let me tell you something. If you're giving me reasons to show up places and do you want riots? Do you want riots? Is that makes people irate. That makes me irate to hear that. I don't give a fuck what your lifestyle is. You should be able to exist on $170,000 a year. I don't give a fuck if you got a family. I mean, they're traveling back and forth from where they live to Washington, right? These people in Congress? Am I out of my mind? That's what they do. But they don't have to fit that travel bill, right?
Right.
And when they get to Washington, where the fuck do they live? Do people put them up? Or do they live in like a... I thought there was a bunch of Republican people in the House that had one shitty apartment they all lived in. I saw some bullshit article.
Not article, but a program on 60 Minutes about it. Like, they all live in one flop house. They share the same box of cereal and the same Tinder date too. They just pass everybody around. Everybody shares everything. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. Hyperbole, alleged. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it sounds very strange. I may have fixed it. I jiggled some wires.
Ooh, yes.
But we're about a minute out. It sounds like really echoey for some reason.
No,
before we
fuck.
Apologize. Something was fucked up.
But now it's not fucked up?
We got to wait for the delay to come through. So,
okay.
We're just going to continue on as if everything is normal.
Keep on keeping on our struggle. What is Mein Kampf is my struggle?
We're talking...
Quit reading that racist shit, by the way, you skinheads. Just a reminder. Okay.
We're back. Yeah, we sound normal.
We're back, baby.
Thanks to Maud Gone.
No, oh, thank you. Much appreciated. Kate, send Maud God a coffee mug, a glossy with an autograph glossy, and a what else do we have? We really don't have anything. A sticker. And we have stickers, man. That would be fucking amazing. Stickers.
The 68% of people
yes.
don't trust Congress,
which
I think is spectacularly high.
That's amazing.
And we also says 61% distrust opinion polls.
We got a bunch of people in this country that are dumb as fuck, and the only thing they trust is Trump. Can you imagine?
Well, and things didn't go well with the polls in the last election, so we kind of get it. But
I mean, I don't trust it. That poll seems... That's a lot of people that actually trust Trump. 40% of Americans trust Donald Trump. I mean, they might like his shitty politics for all the wrong reasons. I understand that. They're hideous people. But to actually trust him, I mean, that's fucked up. That means you're operating on some low level of brain power where your naivete, let's say, is off the motherfucking charts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or stupid-te.
You're going to believe that, fuckface?
So there you go. How much do you... There was another NPR, I believe, poll, Marist NPR poll.
If eight.
That says that more people do not trust the intelligence community. That's good. Certainly more people trust the intelligence community than trust the Trump administration.
Let me ask you something, idiots that trust Trump. Would you trust Donald Trump to take your daughter on a date? Put your money where your fucking mouth is, pussies. Ah, don't say pussies. People, you know, would you trust Shitler to be
Fuck
respectful
no.
to your daughter and take her out on a date?
Fuck no.
Okay, there you go. Bam. He's a piece of shit.
Thanks, Marianne. We got it fixed. I think one of our mic cords was jiggled.
Jiggled.
So... It was I believe we were being recorded by the webcam on my camera.
Oh, fucking A.
For the first few minutes. So that's why we sounded
creepy,
like shit.
Man.
So it's going to sound like shit on the tape, too. So sorry. Well.
Thank you, though.
Thanks, everyone. You know, 4th of July. 3rd of July.
Right.
Anarchy,
by the way. Yeah. Anarchy!
So those are the polls that Drudge is pointing at. Interesting that it talks about the fact that they're talking about Trump. They don't distrust.
Yes.
And I don't know why would I thought Drudge is licking orange sack.
Ooh, yeah.
In general,
that's my favorite.
I'm just glancing. They're talking. We'll get to this other one in a second. I'm just this other amazing story. But let's see what's going on at the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPost. The headline says, well. I dispute this headline already because I don't believe there ever was one. It says, friendship over, picture of Angela Merkel looking over at Donald Trump from when they...
Nine.
They
were never friends.
Oh, wow. In their campaign program for the German election...
Yes.
Chancellor Angela Merkel...
Nicked!
Her conservatives have dropped the term... friend.
Oh, shit.
In describing the relationship with the United States.
All of us, though?
Well, yeah.
God damn it. Angela. Trump is not my president. He does not speak for me. He does speak for the Republicans, and they're all fucking heinous. But that's not us. That's not all of us. It's a lot of us, and it's disturbing.
It's way too many of
us. It's depressing.
So apparently in their re-election campaign platform or whatever it with her new
it's going down the tubers
it is they Christian Democratic Union is her party, the CDU.
Ooh, kinky.
And its Bavarian sister party, the Christian Social Union,
them Bavarians.
You know, Merkel's a little conservative-y, but again,
yeah,
conservatives in Europe, except for the really one the horrible Trumpanzee types that are burbling up like
burbling
like your septic tank gone bad.
is that going to be a new show on Discovery? Septic tank gone bad, baby. Fuck you.
It said they referred to the United States as Germany's most important friend outside of Europe.
Okay.
You're my best friend not in Europe.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
You're my bestie.
You like us better than Iceland?
I mean, I do like Canada.
You like us better than Peru?
They also described a friendship with Washington as a cornerstone of Germany's international relations.
Yes.
But the latest election program entitled For a Germany in Which We Will Live Well and Happily.
Mm-hmm. Or else, baby.
It sounds creepy when I read it with the German accent, doesn't
it? Yeah, dude, you better be happy.
For a Germany in which we live well and happily.
Don't get the Germans riled up again. We can't do it again. We can't let the Germans get all upset and shit.
The words friend and friendship are missing. And, you know, they don't fuck around there. They don't have an administration like we have now of just boobs, of bumbling morons.
I mean, it did take him a long time to come around on marriage equality, which is kind of shocking to me.
Yeah. And I mean, Merkel kind of didn't.
Well, it sounds like she didn't. I mean, God, Angela, way to come around and to treat everyone like a human being. I mean, of all the countries on the fucking planet, you guys should be extra careful about that shit. That's unacceptable, but congratulations for finally evolving.
Yeah, right.
My God, welcome to the party, late as fuck.
The change, it says here at the HuffPo, underscores how relations between Berlin and Washington have deteriorated.
Borsky, Borsky, Borsky.
Since Trump entered the White House.
Oh, yes.
During the campaign, Trump said Merkel was ruining Germany with migration policies he described as insane.
Come on. How are you going to say, why would one leader say of another leader's policies? They're insane. That's nuts.
I saw an article over the weekend about one of the, The Voice.
Yes.
You know, that competition. And they were talking about, it's worldwide now. There's like The Voice Cambodia. There's like
right.
The Voice everywhere. And they have kids versions too.
Okay.
And by far the most popular in the whole world.
Kids?
Kids version of The Voice.
Yes.
Is Germany.
Why?
And I think they said the Netherlands. I'm trying to remember. Because, and worldwide, they watch Germany and the Netherlands because one of the reasons is of the diversity.
Yes.
Of Germany, that there's many kids, these little kids now have an African mother and a German father, or they're firstborn generation there of immigrants or something.
Oh, that's nice.
So there's a lot of brownish kids of all hues, and
right, you see, that makes things better to have diversity,
right.
Guys,
and people love it. The world loves it. They watch all these little these little kids of all the spectrum. Welcomed.
I don't want no Syrian refugee taking my award from The Voice. God damn it!
It's amazing that that wouldn't happen here.
No, it would be nice though, wouldn't it?
I saw that. Speaking of polls, there was one, I think we might have talked about it, but it burbled up in my Twitter feed again. Is I think somebody was showing somebody an example. One of the Trumpansies was bitching that, oh, right away you go for racism. Like we're all racists.
Yes.
And then there was this one study that came out that was like, well, you know, they say it was economic, you know, economic reasons that people voted for Trump.
And right.
Remember there was that study that was like, well, no, it's kind of racism.
It's racism.
Yeah.
White people, racist white people are freaked out because their white patriarchy is going out the fucking window. So what?
A comprehensive American National Election Study pre and post election survey over 4,000 respondents. Analysis shows Trump accelerated a realignment in the electorate around racism.
Oh, great. God.
Across several different measures of racial animus, and that it helped him win. They found little evidence to suggest individual economic distress benefited Trump, according to this analysis.
You know what was disturbing? Do you remember when Barack Hussein Obama was first elected, and it took him a while to quote unquote evolve on marriage equality?
Yes.
And all the libs kind of did their thing of saying, well,
rightfully so. Are you talking about
all the libs were kind of polite about it? We waited around and he finally came around, and then we said, okay, sorry, gay people, we made you wait even longer to be treated like normal human beings, and now you now hey, pat's on the back all around, we're doing it right now. But that same complacency still exists, right? The idea that middle-class white people can sit around and sort of tolerate certain slights on certain portions of our society if other things are happening, if we see it as progress. Like, white people can be really patient about progress. And that same fucking lazy-ass attitude is fucking led to Trump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fucked up!
I'm reading from, this is from The Nation. In our models, racial attitudes towards blacks and immigration are the key factors associated with support for Trump. The way that these variables impact Trump's support can be seen in the charts below. Doesn't do you any good on the radio. Both racial resentment and black influence animosity are significant predictors of Trump support among white respondents.
Yeah.
Independent of partisanship. In other words, it doesn't matter if they're a Republican or Democrat. Trump tickles their racist prostates.
Guys, we can't tolerate this racism anymore. If we have progressives in office that don't see things the right way, then we got to fucking reject them. And your friends, if they say the F word for gay people, they say the N word and shit, go after and let them have it. Be a fucking idiot. Be a mean ass liberal to them. Shove your foot up their ass, figuratively. I'm not saying violently. I'm speaking, right. Use your brains. But man, fuck this shit. We've been around on this planet too fucking long. It's 2017, dickheads.
We've only been here 6,000 years. How dare you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Hey, there's a raptor.
Since God hit flush.
Oh, yes.
And flushed the whole place down the toilet except
for God, why the fuck did
Noah
you make us all different colors?
And his creepy family that were all the product of incest for the second time, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The second time.
We're the products of incest in history.
Why were we made different colors? Why did Jesus?
Satan obviously did that.
Yes. God damn it. Fuck Satan.
So there you go. And it says the effect of immigration attitudes for white people is even stronger than the anti-black attitudes. Well, I guess that's good. They hate lighter skinned brown people more than they hate the black people that are here.
Yeah. God, I'm hearing all this shit and I'm just sitting here getting so pissed off. Because, like, if you think about how Trump got elected, there was that thing where the white people did not take this guy seriously. In the primary, when he started showing us who he was, and he's a racist fucknut, everyone thought he was funny. This Morning Joe fuckers, this Jimmy Fallon asshole, everybody thought he was funny and made a big joke. But what was really going on is we were seeing that, hey, this guy could be president. And if you're not white, you're going to have a shitty time. And if you're not straight, you're going to have a shitty time under his administration. White privilege allowed us to laugh at this fucking guy and not take him fucking seriously.
As it turns out, if you're old or infirm or middle class, the only people that aren't going to be hurt by a Trump presidency if he and the Republicans get everything they fucking want.
Right.
Are them. Well, it's the bevy of white old people, wealthy people.
Yeah, but for sure, take out if. People that are getting hurt is brown people and gay people.
Oh, sure. Well, they haven't stopped
right
being hurt.
Well, it's getting worse. Right. I mean, God damn, it's so disgusting. White middle class America has a lot to answer for. And this fucking last election is one of them. My God, you fuck faces in the flyover state. Suck my dick.
I lost my mind and tweeted, probably for the 20,000th time, a different version of basically... I just lived for 15 years in the second largest city in the nation, one
yes.
of the most diverse areas, multicultural. Before that, I lived in the second largest city in the fucking nation,
right?
For years and years. I've also lived in rural areas,
right?
And people in the middle of the country say we live in a fucking bubble.
I know.
We bump into, maybe not now that we're deep within the
right
part of the bunker in
Pensacola.
But we were in Los Angeles.
It's not a bubble in
Muslims,
Hollywood.
Jews, Hindu, I don't know, Catholics.
Yes.
Every spectrum of race within a couple of blocks of where we lived. And you would bump into that. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Right. There's not, and again, I just want to say this for any idiots that might have tuned in. There's no fucking war on Christmas. There's no war on white people.
Well, yeah,
Trump. There's no war on Jesus, you dickheads.
Trump made sure to reinforce that Christmas thing in the middle of
God.
June or the end of June.
Fuck this guy, Captain Festivus. What a dick.
So, there you go. Trump, we lost our friends in NATO.
Yes.
You know what? We're going to end up literally and figuratively in bed with Putin. Because Trump's just going to piss everybody else off, so we're not going to be able to have any other friends in the world
right.
except the Russians. And then we're done.
And you know what is disturbing? If you look at I'm just thinking about what this left-wing kind of shit and stuff. You look at MSNBC. To me, the natural reaction to all this Trump shit would be, why wouldn't they move more left? Why are they moving more centrist? I can't even listen to them anymore.
They piss me off.
When it's not Rachel Maddow or Chris Hayes, I cannot listen to them.
Independent media.
Listen to us! We're not fucking sellouts! Yes. MSNBC is garbage. It's garbage.
There's a lot of crap.
Well, it's garbage. They're Trump apologists. You heard them talking about that. The Trump care like it's sane.
They got rid of Greta. Trump says because she wouldn't toe the anti-Trump line.
Yeah.
The reason is nobody watched her.
And fuck Greta. She's from Fox.
Nobody watched her.
And fuck Megyn Kelly. She's from Fox.
She's not doing well at all.
God, MSNBC, you suck. You used to be good. Now you suck. Why do you want to be centrist? What do you want to move to the middle? How are you going to... You want people to compromise with this guy that's racist? That's nuts. Gross.
Let's see. So there you go. That's what's going on.
Joy Reid knows what's up. She knows
awesome.
What's up. Put her in charge of MSNBC and fix your shit. Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention Joy Reid. I like her, right?
Yes. Also going on, tons of shit going on in the world. This may be my favorite story that has happened in, you know, the last 18 hours when you're just hit with a deluge of Trump diarrhea in a fan.
Ooh, God damn.
Hour after hour.
Ugh, I need bleach.
This is, you know, Trump's going... He's going to have ample opportunity now again to embarrass us on an international stage.
Oh, I know.
When he travels to the G20 and
he just did that. He just embarrassed us on an international stage.
Well, sure.
It seemed like it just happened.
And he's also going to Poland.
Yes.
Poland's getting a little weird. We've talked about this before. Poland is turning into... He's probably going for tips on how to democracy... Like a Brazilian.
Oh, right.
Off of the people.
I want to wax our human rights away. Thank you.
And so now, in order to make sure that Trump is greeted.
Yes.
With loving hordes of crazy Poles. They're bussing people in like they used to in the old Soviet days. When their Uber Führer would show up.
Nobody should be bussing anybody in the EU. It sounds bad.
Every deputy from their right-wing nut job Law and Justice Party will be allowed to invite 50 people to Trump's appearance in Warsaw, and the party will pay for the bus.
Oh,
from
my.
Wherever they're coming,
God, man.
In Poland.
God,
every deputy can bring 50.
Tell you, live in Warsaw, I'd be like, hey, here's a weekend to get out of town. A bunch of racist dickheads are going to be invading. Really? Who wants to hang out? Do you want to be there? It's like a Juggalo convention.
No, I want to go to Poland sometime, but...
Really? For what? Like, what?
Well,
because
it looks cool.
Does it really?
Yeah, it was also not bombed. It's supposed to be beautiful. Warsaw is supposed to be amazing and stuff like that.
You know what's fucked up?
It's Prague.
Yeah.
Right.
Is Poland on a coast? I just don't know. You guys have a coast over there? Tweet us at Crab Diving. Get your coast on, baby. You got one?
So they're also, it says they're pulling out the stops just to try to fillet him.
Like, oh, yes.
Remember when we found out that when he went to Israel and Saudi Arabia, they were all like, make sure you talk about how big his win was. Oh, we're so happy that you... We're able to destroy your evil enemies and win so massively in the United States.
You know, Trump would be like, I love this country. Hey, you Trumpalo dickheads out there that voted for Schittler, did you ever think about that we're going to have this president who's stupid as fuck, the rest of the country, the rest of the planet, all the bad actors on our planet are going to be like, oh, wow, maybe we can get something from this idiot. Maybe we can exploit his vanity and fuck the whole planet up. Did you think of that? No.
In the 50s and 60s, the communists wanted big public shows of support and sometimes rewarded participants with bottles of vodka. Mm-hmm. So apparently you could buy the Poles off
With vodka?
In the 50s and 60s with vodka. Shit.
Now what?
They say they won't need to bribe anyone with liquor to come see Trump or line the streets of Warsaw with Potemkin poles.
Is this because Trump really sucks Reagan's dead dick a lot? You know what I mean? He talks about Reagan and the Polish people, they love Reagan because of the whole fucking Cold War shit.
Poland is the most pro-American country in the world, it says, including the United States. So any president that travels there is kind of a rock star.
Ugh. How does Poland feel about Russia, though?
Well, right.
You guys like Russia? I mean, don't you have sort of a fucked up history with them?
Poland's ambassador to the U.S. said...
Yes?
Peter Wilczek.
Nine!
The threat that Russia poses cannot be overstated. Now is the time for ally solidarity.
Okay.
And President Trump's decision to visit Poland so early in his presidency underscores the importance of our region to the U.S. administration. Well, maybe Trump's going as an ambassador for Putin. We don't know what the fuck is going on yet.
We really don't know.
He might get along with that guy and say, Vlad loves what you're doing. Don't worry. We got your back.
God, that's so true. I mean, how do we know that? I mean, maybe Trump is so freaked out that Putin's got these, I don't know, these videos of him getting peed on. Then he'll do anything. So he's going to Poland doing Vlad's bidding. Vlad's like, hey, you better say the right thing, or hey, I'm putting these fucking pee videos out on Snapchat or some shit.
So, yeah, they're going to be bussing people to come and worship at the Trumpian ball sack.
Ooh, yes. Color me there.
What is happening?
The world is fucked.
Countries like this. We laugh at these despotic leaders who... get a hole in one every time they hit a golf ball. The great dear leader. And that's really what a lot of people want in this country. What's wrong with you people?
White middle class America didn't come out and do their job. That women didn't come out and vote Christ. For Hillary. The Democratic Party didn't do their job and beat the shit out of this Trump. We should have wiped the floor with this motherfucker, and we did not. And now look, maybe Obama should have came out and said, hey, the Russians are dicking with our elections. Who the fuck cares how Mitch the bitch is going to spin it?
Right.
We got a lot to answer for. This is a lot of this is like...
Yeah, it's not like Hillary would have had an easy time with the Republicans either way.
It would have been better than this, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, it's not like the Republicans would have all of a sudden decided everything was, we're going to go total hill.
And maybe if the campaign would have gone better, maybe, I don't know, the House and the Senate would have gone a little differently too. Maybe the Democrats obviously are a little out of touch with what people wanted. That's what happened, I guess.
Well, Bernie was very popular.
That's making my point.
But he pulled the platform to the left in a big way.
Yeah, but the Dems didn't care. I mean, they didn't make him the nominee. They made Hillary the nominee because it was her turn. That's why.
Well, they put their thumbs on the scale, but people ultimately voted.
Right. You don't think it would have been different if the Democratic Party would have thrown their weight behind Bernie for the nomination?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
You can't really speculate, because then it would have been a totally different game plan from Putin and Trump.
Yeah. I mean, but can't, I mean,
who knows? They would have pulled out the stops on the socialism communism thing.
I mean, yeah, it's really hard to speculate. Is a party that just didn't kind of listen to their people. I mean, really, there was this big, people were really excited for Bernie, and the Dems said, well, fuck it, it's Hillary's turn.
Yeah. They didn't listen enough. Yes.
Yeah.
They were wrong. They thought, as fuck.
And here we are.
They thought that the country, I think they were wrong. They thought the country wouldn't be able to handle a socialist Democrat or a democratic socialist,
which is crazy. So then they left open the possibility of maybe the country can handle a Nazi populist. Maybe black people can handle a big racist leader as their president. Maybe gay people can have a big fucking homophobe as Mike Pence is their fucking czar. You know, I don't know.
Speaking of Fucker Carlson.
Oh, God. What is wrong with this guy?
Who John Oliver had a great slam. I don't remember exactly what it was. Just watched John Oliver's show last week.
He's awesome.
He had a great slam at Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Okay, listen to him really running his tongue along the seam of Trump's taint.
The seam.
And
oh my God, quit painting such vivid fucking pictures of this guy's sack.
And here's the chyron at the bottom says, according to Tucker, left hates Trump because he's a nationalist.
Listen.
In other words, disagreement equals violence. If you criticize me, you're a physical threat. I feel unsafe. You must be silenced. For
like
what?
CNN, you mean? CNN has a differing opinion, maybe, than the administration's. And Trump put out a tweet of him beating the shit out of CNN in a WWE-like video.
Oh, God.
Right? The hypocrisy.
Silence. If you criticize me, you're a physical threat. I feel unsafe. You must be silenced. First, they came for Morning Joe. You've seen this gambit on college campuses for years. It's how liberals silence dissent by conflating contrary opinions with violence. If it's strange to see middle-aged reporters in a studio in Washington fretting about their own safety, it shouldn't be.
He's talking about, what was it, Berkeley? There was one where the Antifa dickwads showed up and created some shenaniganry, yet all the peaceful protesters are... he talks about conflation. This white cunt talks about conflation.
Dude, Tucker, you're a white guy. You're in a... Trump is your president. You're a rich white guy. You have nothing to worry about.
Tucker Carlson's like the poster child of...
he's disgusting.
Of what's wrong with this country.
He's just a disgusting piece of shit.
Like Jesse Waters.
Oh, God.
Just a white diaper load of a human being. An entitled prick.
And you know, the problem is you can't... As a liberal, the thing about the GOP these days is they're kind of not worth debating. And they're kind of not worth hearing their side of any issue because their side is steeped in racism, homophobia, Islamophobia, all deal breakers. All deal breakers. It's 2017, baby.
Choice.
We don't have to deal with any fucking... We
women's
should,
choice.
Yeah, that. Women are people, things like that. We shouldn't be suffering these fucking idiots. Wait.
The great signs at the Women's March was, I protested this shit 40 years ago.
Yes!
I protested this shit 40 years ago. I shouldn't have to be doing it again.
It's nuts. And it's nuts. And to think that, you know, things were going in the right direction with Obama. And I think what happened was the libs got real fucking comfortable. And they got real fucking comfortable thinking, oh, we're going to take back the House and the Senate. Hillary's going to steamroll this motherfucker. And we just didn't listen. You just didn't listen to how scary and how shitty this guy is. And in history...
And don't underestimate the dark money.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, these Mercers and the Cokes on different levels. They didn't support Trump, per se, but...
I mean, that's all part of it, though, right?
Right.
I mean, we just can never...
We've been complacent for decades.
We can never again be fucking let... We can't ever think that these GOP fuckers won't find a way to cheat.
Yeah.
They cheat, and they'll take whatever the fuck they want. We can't let them.
Nixon figured out that Southern strategy, and they're still using it. They're right. Still using it.
What is that, like, the Southern strategy?
Piss off the racists.
You're right, right?
Yeah.
Piss them off, they're
play
stupid.
Play on Confederate butthurt.
Right, they're angry. God, we saw some lady loading her cooler up the other day at this grocery store near our apartment.
Yeah.
There's no fuck. I'm not giving out any geo clues, but she had a Stars and Bars bikini on, loading her fucking cooler up with beer.
Yeah,
Stars and Bars wasn't embarrassed.
Tank top.
Oh, I thought it was a bikini.
It was a tank top. Or a really large bikini.
Who the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. Who the fuck is like, oh, I'm shopping for some nice new tank tops. Oh, look, here's one.
Yeah.
The Confederate fucking flag.
Here's fucker continues.
If it's strange to see middle-aged reporters in a studio in Washington fretting about their own safety, it shouldn't be. Passive aggression is the universal currency of the left. Nothing is more empowering than victimhood. It won't be long before NBC's entire...
They're victims.
Listen,
black people are victims.
Oh yes,
women are victims.
Victimhood.
Muslims are victims. Good God. Muslims are victims.
Imagine the nerve on this motherfucker. Victim hurt. Think about
how dare you not enjoy the space under our boot.
Philando Castillo got shot to death,
right?
For no reason, and that cop didn't go to jail. Yeah. There was no justice.
How
there
dare
could
you,
be no justice.
Yeah, how dare you not accept white privileged male rule? Like God wants, God damn you.
Hey, and Tucker, let's talk about victimhood, you little fucking bitch. You're a victim. You're victimhood.
That's
a war on white people.
Thing. We just listened to 30 seconds of victimhood.
God, you guys bitch. God, Starbucks comes out. They don't put fucking crucifixions all over the goddamn latte cup. You're like, it is wearing Christmas. Fuck you, you victimhood. Victimhood, suck it. Oh, fuck.
Is more empowering than victimhood. It won't be long before NBC's entire White House unit claims affirmative action status. So Left's response to this is predictable and silly. No surprise there. But that is no defense of these tweets. They were stupid and they were counterproductive. They achieved no policy objective.
Talk about
they
Trump.
Elevated a televised sideshow to cultural icon status.
This is just fuck. God, don't you
Tucker's fuck. Thoughts, by the way, it says over
I hate
on the
this.
Side.
I hate. Oh.
You know how Bill O'Reilly, Dildo O'Reilly used to read his talking points memo to us?
Yeah, great.
Fucker says, Tucker's thoughts, Trump versus the media. Left's response is predictable and silly.
We can't. Yeah, listen, I am not putting up with that. It's not predictable and silly. You're silly, you fuckhead. Get ready for militant lefts.
Well, imagine. Do you remember when Obama put his feet up on the desk?
Oh, my
and
fucking
you would
God.
Have sworn that he raped a baby on camera.
There was less controversy when Bill Clinton blew his load all over a fucking
and
intern.
And then you could, within moments, there were pictures of Reagan, Bush.
Yes.
Bush, the second.
Now they're all
the
white.
Lesser.
They're white,
putting
right?
their feet up on the same cunting fucking... Whatever that Resolute desk and that didn't stop them. I still saw people who were like, it was disrespectful.
Hey, white people, white progressives out there, take that politeness you have, throw it out in the street, run it over. That's done.
There's a story I'm watching. I wasn't going to talk about it because I think it needs to be. We need to find out where it ends up before the outrage hits. But if it's true, outrage needs to hit. I think it was Mississippi. High school valedictorian is a black girl.
Yes.
She and her mother or her mother claims that the girl who came in second.
Right.
What is that? The salutatorian they call those or something like that?
Salutatorian.
The not quite valedictorian.
Right.
Had a lower grade point average. Yet this little racist high school in a part of Mississippi that just got hit with a federal your bad letter.
Yes.
Saying you haven't integrated that you haven't done the integration you were supposed to do 50 years ago.
Right.
In Mississippi. So they're arguing that right now.
Yes.
So it's a pretty racist-y area.
Okay.
But the claim is that this girl was the first black valedictorian and they couldn't handle it. So they made the white girl co-valedictorian.
What? The black girl was the African.
The school's saying they have the same grade point average. The parents say there's no way. So now they're suing. So we'll find out, but that's why I'm kind of waiting because if the grade point actually, if the parents are full of shit and this is all about nothing, then we should save our outrage. But the thing is, it's Poe's Law. It's something that's so heinous and ridiculous. But right now, in the atmosphere that we're in, there's nothing too heinous or ridiculous that you could come up with that we might not say, that could happen.
Can we have a sidebar where it's two old white guys talk about race just for one second? I feel fucked up sometimes if I say this black person or that black guy or this black girl. Is that racist? Should I be saying African-American? I mean, because black sort of in...
I think they're...
What do I say? I actively want to say the right thing.
I really think there are many people of color that give a shit about that distinction, but...
But I want to make... I want to say the right thing, so at least I'm not hurting the fucking situation.
I'm just saving syllables. So I'm just saying black.
Well, you only got so many left.
That's right. I only have so much energy, like Trump said.
You get a notice. You're like, you've used all your syllable overage. So wait a second. Can I understand this for a second? So you're telling me this African-American student had the great point average to be valedictorian.
Maybe. She definitely has the great point average
to be valedictorian. Why is there a co-one?
The school alleges that the white, the non-African-American, the non-black,
yes,
the white girl had the same grade point average.
Yes.
But, so I'm assuming a judge will say, well, produce the transcripts and we'll find out later.
Show me the money, baby.
So I'm reserving my outrage.
For Mississippi?
For proof, yeah.
Okay.
But.
Okay, I got it.
But how much money are you pulling out there?
This is money for the elliptical we're buying for the
studio. You're willing to bet me.
Off Craigslist.
That's right.
I hope I don't get... I got $2. I got two... Which racist white slave owners on the front of my white fucking Jesus money?
And also...
I got two George Washingtons that says that Mississippi, whatever school this is, did the wrong fucking thing.
But they're also saying that the black girl was forced to speak... after the white girl.
Oh, God.
And the...
I'm betting they did the wrong
and
thing.
And they wanted her to walk behind the white girl, and then she put up a stink.
They switched it.
Hey,
fuck.
I'm just saying.
Man.
Wait, is this not... Oh, it is Mississippi. Okay.
You gotta be kidding me, man. Can't you do a simple thing like that? Can't we do that? Simply correct? It can't be, oh, this girl won the valedictorian. Oh, a black person won the valedictorian. What are we gonna do? Why does it have to be the latter? Why can't it be the earlier one? Oh, a person won it. I barely noticed they're black. What the fuck, man? And that's great. We want diversity. God. Is anybody listen to this fucking show? Have you guys not been listening to what we've been saying? How long have we done this podcast? How long?
Almost three? Coming up on three or something?
I am telling you, if you guys don't get this shit together and don't stop being racist, we're going to stop this show and you're going to miss us.
We're not.
No, I'm just kidding. But really, you got to get it. We've been over this.
A federal judge recently ruled the district failed to desegregate schools despite the 50-year-old Brown versus Topeka Board of Education decision ordering them to.
Yeah. That poor girl. She got the valedictorian, and now she's got to share it with some white chick because
who fucking
knows?
Jasmine Shepherd was top of her class, had the highest GPA, but her Mississippi high school forced her to share the title with a student whose GPA was lower. The school has never done something like this before, but they've also never had a black valedictorian before, according to her and her family in a recently filed lawsuit.
Let me understand this. The African-American student had the higher GPA.
No, that's what they're alleging.
How do you allege that?
Well, the school isn't going to release
that
transcripts.
Shit.
They'll give it to a judge. And that's why I think we hold our outrage.
All right. I'm going to hold my outrage. Kate, call up that school.
I mean, you can let yours fly. I'm holding mine.
Can we call them right now and ask them?
Yeah, right. Cleveland, Mississippi.
Oh,
couldn't even come up with their own name.
Listen, I mean, in the South, there's an Athens, Georgia. There's a Rome, Georgia.
Well,
there's a Paris,
Cleveland.
Texas. There's a Baghdad, Florida. But holy fuck, could you imagine being Cleveland, Mississippi? What do you think's nicer, Cleveland or Cleveland?
Ooh. The Cleveland School District is calling the suit frivolous, saying that they had identical grade point averages.
Produce it, motherfuckers.
There you go.
You're Mississippi. Sorry, you don't get the benefit of the doubt. We don't trust you.
The mother says that's easy to calculate, and let's verify if the two match. So she's suing.
Calculate and verify.
So we'll keep our eyes peeled for
updates
on that story.
Watch this space.
In Mississippi. God, like I said, man. Poe's you know law. They it's did not, the, you it's know, not they, too crazy to believe you know, that
they,
happened.
They did the wrong thing. Come on. It's Mississippi. It's, you know, our white privilege is allowing us
just
to believe.
I can't imagine someone would be like, we can't let that N-word be valedictorian. Let's float a couple of points to the white girl. I can't imagine that happening.
Yes, you can. It's Mississippi, dude.
It's true.
It is Miss-a-fucking-sippy. I'm sorry. God damn it. Are you not remembering? There's a story where somebody went to Mississippi. They went to a university. And they did a survey, and some kids think that the South won the Civil War. No, do you remember that?
Yeah,
I am not shitting you.
I kind of do, yeah.
I'm not shitting you. College students in Mississippi think the South won.
Well, some,
they are
some ways
stupid.
They did.
They're stupid. They think the South won. So, I can see this happening. I don't have a problem imagining this. It's Mississippi, man. I mean, shit.
Here's Tucker Carlson continuing with his bullshit. We didn't even get to the good part yet.
The televised sideshow to cultural icon status, they brought joy to the left while embarrassing the president's supporters. They allowed liberals to crow about the degradation of the public square, even as they financed their campaigns with donations from Hollywood sleaze merchants.
Fuck you.
Mnuchin is a Hollywood sleaze merchant. He's one of the
sleaze merchants.
Bannon produced Hollywood sleaze. Listen to this bullshit.
Bannon is sleaze. Bannon is the shit that you see behind the snail as it waddles down the motherfucking sidewalk.
Terrifying.
Sleaze merchant.
Yeah.
Hollywood sleaze merchants.
That they talk about Trump.
Let's talk about Trump.
Degrading the office as they take campaign funds from the Hollywood sleaze merchants. You know what that means?
What?
J-E-W-S.
Oh, shit, guys. God, you guys are... The GOP is just garbage. Garbage!
...with donations from Hollywood sleaze merchants. Let's be totally clear about this and not lie about it. The left doesn't hate Trump because he's vulgar, though he is. They applauded when Barack Obama vacationed with rappers.
What?
Listen to that.
Fucking fuck.
Listen to that.
What is he referring to?
Trump is vulgar, but Obama hung out with rappers.
What rappers? I'm just curious. Who did he hang out with?
I don't remember. Who was it? He got in trouble for that. I forget who the rapper
was. Is it true they sampled Kendrick Lamar, sampled Obama on Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe?
Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
Obama's on that. Like, this is
he's vulgar, though he is. They applauded when Barack Obama vacationed with rappers. They think Lena Dunham is an artist. They hired Kathy Griffin. No, they hate Trump because he's a nationalist who says the interests of America and its people ought to come first. And
that's why we hate him, because he thinks American people should come first.
Yes.
When to him,
right,
people like Tucker should come first.
Oh,
white dickwads with sticks up their flabby asses.
Here, Tucker, you know what I'll say? There's certain things you should come first for. You know what I mean? And I'll just leave it at that. Dot, bitch.
That's fine. Let them hate him for that. The rest of the country loves it. That's the real tragedy of today's tweets. They were a diversion. When the president talks about the people who elected him, he wins. When he talks about himself, the left does. The president.
Okay.
When
does he ever talk about anything but himself?
The left does.
So, in other words, we've been winning the entire time because this moron baby in chief does nothing but talk about himself. Yes, that's one of the issues, you fuck.
A pickup truck just drove down Main Street with a Confederate flag.
There you go.
Flying behind it.
God bless
I'm not kidding.
America.
Ought to come first, and that's fine. Let them hate him for that. The rest of the country loves it. That's the real tragedy of today's tweets. They were a diversion. When the president talks about the people who elected him, he wins. When he talks about himself, the left does. The president was not elected to pick fights with TV hosts. He was elected because he promised an agenda the country actually needs, but nobody else but him was offering. So in case he's watching tonight, here's a quick recap of what
fuck your recap.
The important part was, yeah. Oh my God, Trump's vulgar, but Obama hung out with rappers.
What rappers? I want to know. Hey, dick fuck, citations. I'm not disputing that maybe he did or did. I'm actually curious. What rappers did who's Obama friends with that rapped? Got, you know, how racist, you fucking ass. That's like saying Ronald Reagan hung out with a bunch of Vegas singers, you know? Right. The only reason you're saying rappers, Tucker, is because they're other black people. It's just everybody's losing their mind because they're at, for a time in this country, there were black people in the White House. And then your populist Nazi fuck cunt Trump, boy, he fixed that, didn't he? Trump even got rid of the usher, the woman who held the office of usher.
Oh, right.
In the White House. She was of color. Gone. I mean, I guess there's Omarosa.
President Obama in October 2016 was asked who his favorite rappers were. He said Chance the Rapper and Kendrick Lamar.
He said Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? God, what a cool president.
These
we
young
have.
Guys, Kendrick and Chance, are doing amazing work. Drake, girls love Drake, so he's commercially doing great. Unbelievably talented. Jay-Z's still the king. I mean, he's got a track record. Same with Kanye. So there's a lot of talent out there. But when I look at who's breaking new ground, Kendrick and Chance, those guys are just doing amazing work.
I mean,
love the fact that the president may be sitting in the Oval Office with Kendrick Lamar going when some of these assholes wander in. That would be spectacular.
But the thing is,
you think Obama ever said, bitch, don't kill my vibe to anybody?
Yes. Under his breath, all the fucking, whenever he had to deal with those dickheads in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch the bitch, don't kill my vibe. Don't kill my health care bill, baby.
Mitch, don't kill my family.
You know, the thing is, it's so what? Obama mentioned a bunch of prominent artists that all happen to be black. But how many times have we ever hear Reagan or Bush or any other fucking president say, like, who do you like? Garth Brooks.
It sounds like he knows who he's talking about. Yes. Unlike Trump, who apparently gets his couple of bullet points and he'll name a couple of names. And then after that, he doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, let's think about Trump likes Three Doors Down. That's his favorite band. Or who the fuck played at the inauguration?
Well, they showed up. I don't know what he likes to listen to.
He doesn't know Three Doors Down. And they
suck.
There
weren't many artists that were willing to do that.
There were no artists. I mean, we're going to call Three Doors Down an artist. I mean, I guess we can. What do they sing? Some shitty? Who knows? They were at the inauguration, right? They sang for the Schittler?
Was it Three Doors Down?
It was. Three Doors Down. Okay. They sang for Schittler.
Don't forget Jackie
shame.
Ivanko.
Huh?
Don't forget Jackie Ivanko.
And shame on her. Shame.
Well, shame on her parents.
Shame on everybody involved. She's an adult, isn't she?
She's 16.
She's only 16?
I think so, yeah.
That's old enough. You should know better. You're 16. Grow up, stupid.
Get her to some kid.
No. You should know.
Her parents are running. She probably doesn't know what the fuck's going on politically. Her parents are just like, you're going to be, it's the biggest platform ever. Billions of people are going to be watching the president get inaugurated. You're going to sing. God damn it.
When I was in kindergarten.
Sing, June.
I used to argue at the bus stop with my friends because my parents wanted to vote for Carter and all these other dickheads wanted to vote for Reagan. And I remember I got in an argument with my friends. I was in kindergarten about who's better. You should know what's up by the time you're 16. Maybe. I don't know. You knew what was up. You told me you decided there wasn't a fucking God in elementary school or something like
yeah,
that.
Third grade.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's rough.
It wavered before that.
Third grade, you discovered there wasn't a God. When did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
I decided,
you're the only kid.
Long before that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I let my parents continue that charade and long before that.
God damn.
Long before that.
Right.
That's it for Tucker Carlson. I can't handle any more of him.
You white privileged asshole. God, he's just in the way he talks is just mansplaining. Yeah. Man. Here's the world.
So we talked about Trump's ridiculous tweet.
Yes,
from some Reddit troll who apparently is Islamophobic and anti-Semitic and
how about
all kinds
his,
of things.
Reddit name, his username is like Han Solo Asshole.
Han's Asshole Solo or something like that.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
He's suck.
He's edgy.
Yeah. Hilarious.
So This is not the A-team over at Fox and Friends.
Oh, no.
I do have to say.
What's everybody doing?
This is from Fox and Friends Sunday, so maybe it's their weekend A-team. But
oh, shit.
This is not Ainsley Earhart and Ducey and Kilmeade.
Horrendous threesome.
But, you know, interchangeable. I mean, the idiot one, idiot two, and idiot three.
Bunch of white fucking assholes.
Yeah, and raking their tongues over Trump's starfish.
Victimhood.
Here they are reacting when the rest of the world was reacting with horror.
Ooh.
About Trump's tweets.
Fuck
about
you.
Physically beating up CNN. Good thing the right doesn't incite violence at all. Oh, it's just a joke. That's what they're out there saying now. Oh, it's just a joke.
We're watching a GIF of a GIF or whatever of our president taking down somebody with the CNN logo on their fucking face over the weekend.
Right.
That is nuts.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Humans are turning on everywhere.
Oh, that might have been echoey.
Humans are turning on everywhere.
Here is Fox and Fiends Sunday.
Fuck you.
With Pete Hegseth and Abby Huntsman.
Who the fuck are these conservatives?
Clayton Morris. But listen to how hard they are
hard.
On Trump.
Oh, yes.
And there are fireworks this morning already coming from President Trump's Twitter account. You got to see this one. He tweets out this video. You actually were the one that showed it to
me. Well, yeah, they alerted me to it. So President Trump out tweeting this morning. This tweet, all it says is hashtag fraud news CNN, hashtag FNN. And what you're looking at here is a video. It's from when President Trump was then, in the media. He was with, WWE. Mm-hmm. And
in the media. It's back when Trump was when President Trump was, in the media. You mean back when he was a fucking reality star clown?
Yeah.
And he's doing WWE.
And then he was like, You're fired.
Yeah.
That was his whole thing. And now he's the fucking president.
In the media, he was with, WWE. Mm-hmm. And would sometimes show up as a character in WWE. Well, this is him body slamming someone from there with CNN's logo photoshopped on the head of that person. It ends with Fraud News Network.
So that's a real video, by the way. That was
really
actually
President Trump
in the ring, as you said, back in the day, WWE. They just put the CNN on the person he's attacking.
Wow. You thought he was going to back down one bit on this indictment of the media, I think this is your answer right here.
No, and I like that he's incorporating some video. I was saying, Mr. President, start using some video.
Listen, I love his marketing techniques. I think it's great.
Meanwhile, all these gay people are like, is he going to make it so if my partner gets cancer, I won't have any rights?
Yeah.
If this person dies,
that disabled guy in a wheelchair on a
right
who blinks to communicate might get taken from his home and thrown in an institution in a different state because there's nothing near him that qualifies that can handle him. If he loses Medicaid, he's going to get pulled from his home.
Or was it Eric Garner who got
choked out?
And our president's answer to that is we don't respect the police. Fuck this.
Right.
This is nuts. God damn.
Here's a little bit more Trump fellation.
These guys are horrible.
We're so outraged. I love how he used video finally.
When he was right in the here. Media.
No, and I like that he's incorporating some video. I was saying, Mr. President, start using some video. Maybe.
I think he listened to you, Clayton.
Yeah.
Busy during the show today on your computer. Did you edit that video?
I said if you want to send some video out, please here take a look at this.
Consider this.
Oh gosh. All right. We will stay on top of his Twitter account if anything else happens. But
off.
I do want to bring you some other
Who
headlines.
Who listens
we're
to this?
Gloves are off. Nobody's outraged.
No.
Nobody says this is inappropriate.
Or this isn't normal.
Right.
They're just saying, it's nice that he's incorporating video. Suck, 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 jack, jack, jack.
Yeah, if you thought he was going to sit back, ha, 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 yuck, yuck, yuck.
And can we at least just address the fact that who watches this garbage? I'm listening, and I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They sound all discombobulated.
Yeah, they're
You good. Guys suck. Listen to our show. Better. It's better than this garbage, ain't it? I mean, fuck them. Fuck you guys. And fuck Fox.
And you get to hear them every once in a while, too. And Steve Doocy.
Yeah, we play the good parts. I'm sorry. The takeaway they have is that he's incorporating video in the tweets. God, oh, fucking mighty.
It's Fox.
Oh, my God. These dullards. You dullards.
Following that story and another wonderful example of what's going on in this nation right now. The reporter.
Yes.
Over at. I don't know where he published this, but.
Oh, shit.
He's the guy who found out who the Reddit user was that created this animated image.
Asshole Han Solo.
Of Trump. Yes. Han Asshole Solo.
Why is this guy relevant? Oh, my fucking Reddit user. Christ. Oh, my Christ.
Jared Yates Sexton is a journalist who teaches writing and linguistics at Georgia Southern.
No shit.
Figured out that the president shared an internet meme created by Reddit user
meme
Han Asshole Solo.
That's my brother's alma mater.
Georgia Southern, really?
Oh, yeah, he went to Georgia Southern.
Jeffrey?
Jason.
Jason. That person has made frequent racist and threatening posts on Reddit.
Yes.
Including one earlier this month, which was a picture of a shit ton of people.
Lay down some plastic.
That work for CNN.
Okay.
All their portraits with a little Star of David in the corner of each one.
Why would you do that?
Saying, wow, something looks something similar about what's going on at CNN.
You know, it's so funny when racist white people, they look at a picture of people and they're like, where's all the white people? But there's still a shit ton of white people and it's just like five Jewish people.
Right.
Why do you even notice that? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with these people?
So he had a little Twitter storm today. Jared Yates Sexton said, I'd like to give a little insight into what it's like being a journalist in 2017 and why Trump's rhetoric is incredibly dangerous.
Yes.
Tweet number two.
Twat.
Beep. Turn the page.
Right.
Yesterday, I broke the news that the guy who made Trump's CNN GIF also created an anti-Semitic meme.
Perfect.
And was obviously racist.
Oh, this guy's multi-talented.
In the wake of that, I received numerous threats. I was told people wanted to shoot, strangle me, hang me, throw me out of a helicopter.
Oh, God.
Some assumed I was Jewish because I spoke out against anti-Semitism. Semitism.
Which
anti-Semitism.
I'm against it.
Stop semenizing.
Semenizing? Listen, semenizing. What do you pick, though? If you had to say, listen, here's the way you're going to go. You can either get stabbed to death, shot to death, strangled to death, or we'll throw you from a helicopter.
Yeah. Some assumed I was Jewish because I spoke out against anti-Semitism. Others said I was a race traitor.
Right.
No. Got it on both sides. Now articles are showing up on neo-Nazi websites.
Oh, perfect.
There are videos spliced with Goebbels.
Oh, God.
Telling me not to test his patience.
How are we hearing from every racist vomit in America these
Joseph
days?
Joseph Goebbels.
God damn.
The Nazi, someone edited a video of Goebbels saying, do not test my patience to this guy.
Yeah, you said Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi. How do you say his last name, Goebbels?
Goebbels. I think it's one of those A.
Is there another Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels? I mean, if you name that, don't you change it? I would.
I think that and Hitler have probably been changed to other names.
Sure.
That one, he says, also has footage from Natural Born Killers of a journalist being executed by shotgun.
Oh, my God.
On forums, under my tweets,
yes.
There's a list of excerpts from newspaper articles about journalists being slaughtered.
They're all
the
of me.
The details gory.
Oh, my God.
People are putting up his tweets, and then a story of a journalist getting beheaded here, another journalist getting chopped to death here, another journalist getting shot here.
Hey, listen, this guy.
The left is violent.
Don't you think? Who this Tucker guy that's writing this shit? is this journalist?
Jared Yates Sexton.
Jared Yates. Good for you for finding us all this shit out. But do you know Richard Engel? You should be in touch with that guy because he deals with all kinds of bullshit like
NBC
this.
NBC guy, yeah.
Number one, first thing you got to do, I always see Richard Engel with a helmet and a flak jacket. Do those two things.
Right.
Whatever Richard Engel does, you do it and you'll stay alive, apparently.
He continues. Yes. Sweet snore. Meanwhile, people are claiming I'm making up the threats and then immediately threatening me in the same message.
Oh, shit. God. What the fuck?
Probably like, you weenie, you're making up threats, you fucking pussy, we're gonna kill you.
Right. What a great afternoon this guy has, checking social media.
Over on Facebook, I'm getting messages from strangers about Goyim and talking about what happened to Jews in the 40s.
Why? I mean...
Remember what happened to Jews
in
the
40s? Well, yes, I do remember that.
Because they think he's a Jew because he spoke out against anti-Semitism. So right away, you've got to be a Jew.
So people are saying, we're going to put you in an oven, we're going to do this and that to you, and all kinds of shit. Oh, my God.
The environment, this environment is the creation of the man in the White House. There are valid criticisms of the media, many on point.
Yes.
This isn't that. When you start calling a group of people enemies of the country, this is what happens.
Okay.
When you call them scum, this happens. This is what happens when you have Alex Jones calling mainstream media pedophiles.
Oh, my God.
And Satan worshipers.
I'm animated. Right. I'm alive.
He didn't get his custody of his kids.
The
right?
environment we have now is...
shitty.
Volatile.
Yes.
Some of these threats are empty, but people who are unwell consume this stuff.
Hey,
even at...
I'm just saying, they are empty, but damn, doesn't this... What about the toll, the emotional toll? Right. This gets going to stress you the fuck out if somebody's, hey, I'm going to fucking throw you in an oven. I mean, throw you out a fucking helicopter.
Even as I'm typing this,
yes.
I'm getting anti-Semitic memes and messages. It's happening in real time. And everyone keeps bringing up the shooting in Virginia. In a way, they're right. That's what happens in this environment.
Oh, my God. We need Batman.
What about all those? What about all those? What about that liberal that went nuts and killed and tried to kill the Republicans?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean.
This shouldn't be a country where these violent instincts are cultivated and encouraged. We're at a real tipping point right now, but make no mistake.
Yes.
There's something growing in this country, and it is very, very ugly.
Oh, yes. This guy is spot on. But the difference is he's talking about liberals, violent liberals. Okay, yes, there are those. We acknowledge that, right? And we poo-poo it. Poo-pooed to the nth fucking poo-pooing degree. Whatever. It's wrong. But the left isn't cultivating it.
Right.
You don't see that. But the GOP is, I'm sorry, Schindler went to those rallies and he was like, hey, in the old days you could beat the shit out of these people. You can't anymore.
But they'll find one meme that some asshole put on the internet and say, look, all of you are violent.
But we have 18 clips of Schindler encouraging people to beat up protesters, spitting on the media, demonizing people, being racist. Calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas? I mean, come on. That sucks. Pocahontas. Remember that?
Yeah. Still going.
Then the guy that introduced... Do you remember that one guy that introduced Schindler at that rally called Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas and then he did a quote-unquote Indian war cry?
Oh, right.
Guy, this country is so fucked up.
He's like a representative or something, wasn't he?
Oh, I thought he was a right-wing nut job fucking hate caster.
Maybe. I thought for some reason he was like a local official
or something. No, how depressing.
Who the hell knows?
This poor guy, all he did was figure out where this fucking bullshit gift came from. Isn't that what the media is supposed to fucking do?
Well, right. And because what? And because he called out his anti-Semitism. So, of course, all the Nazi snowflakes have got their little swastikas in a twist.
That's the worst. I got my swastika all tangled up.
It's all twisted.
I am so upset. Nine. I mean, what is it? Let me ask you something. Say you're a little Nazi fuck, twink, cunt, asshole, fucker, and you're like, hey, what am I going to do today to make myself feel better?
Twink?
Yeah, I don't know. I should have said that. You know, whatever. It's the alliteration of it. Doesn't make it right. What do these assholes do? They like you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to call up some journalist. I'm going to threaten his life because that furthers my agenda.
Well, right.
What is it do for your cause?
Or they're
fuckhead.
They're bots or they're troll armies or some sort.
Troll armies.
Maybe they're hired by Bannon.
Yeah.
To fire back, scare the media.
Hey, George. George Soros.
Speculating.
Why doesn't George Soros send like a gang of like crack elite, you know, mercenaries crack. To guard this guy's house or something? I don't know. Because this isn't fair. This guy shouldn't be threatened by a bunch of loons. Release the loons. Fuck this shit.
Bachelor producer blocked by Eric Trump for inserting his picture into sparkly vampire Twilight movie.
So this guy on The Apprentice did a Photoshop job, and then Eric
Trump, The Bachelor's producer, Elon Gale, found out that apparently Eric Trump's getting tired of people joking about his looks when his tweet storm of manipulated Twilight posters featuring the eldest of President Donald Trump's sons
now
got him blocked. I loved you in Twilight, Gale tweeted at Trump.
Is Eric Trump the really, really...
He's the blonde hair.
He is. Listen, Eric, I am sorry to, I mean, you know, bring this up, but I will. I don't give a fuck. You're ugly as shit, dude. I mean,
this guy decided it was his own time to make fake news by photoshopping photos of Eric Trump onto Twilight posters. Today I learned that if you add Eric Trump to enough Twilight promotional photos, he will eventually block you. He tweeted.
You know, I'm looking at Eric Trump, and there's one angle he doesn't look like a gross puke, and it's
behind.
He's got a bag over his. He's got his hood on backwards. I can't even see through his eye slots. But like, he's really so ugly. And I just want to say, you're a rich guy.
Well, that's not nice.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it isn't. You're right. It's not nice. Fuck him. And listen, dickhead. I'm talking to Eric Trump. You know. Stop working out. Stop playing squash or whatever you rich fucks do to stay in shape.
They go kill animals.
That face of yours, do all the Nordic tracks you want. You're never going to look like Paul Ryan, no matter how hard you fucking try. You're ugly as fuck. Start, like, do something to, you know, engage your brain so you think a little better. Because the looks just are not happening for you. I'm so sorry. I'm looking at, I just Googled his face.
Okay.
I can't find... You find me an angle where he doesn't look like
I don't know. Maybe he's a nice person.
Please, stop it. No. He's not.
I couldn't even not laugh on that
one. Oh, God, he's so fucking ugly. He looks like a ferret. He looks like a ferret's asshole with teeth.
Congratulations, Georgia. We mentioned Georgia a couple times already on the show.
Oh, yes. In a good way?
No, I don't think it was. Yeah, right. But... as of July 1st, congratulations, you can now, they ended the gun ban on college campuses as of July 1st.
Wait, you made that sound like a good thing for a second. I was like, hey, that's good, wait a second.
Freedom.
Oh my God, dude, I went to college in Georgia, and I spent time at a campus that was in the university college system, and I can tell you one thing that wouldn't have improved it, guns!
College kids.
Oh my God, and a lot of people... rest of the country, maybe you're not familiar with this, but the people that go to UGA, they're drunk and they're bros.
Well, a lot of rapey.
There's a lot of rapey bros at UGA.
Insert many college names there.
Rapey, racist, white, privileged, rich, dumb fucking bros.
That's liberty.
At UGA.
Oh, okay.
No, at UGA. This right. is, they're all idiots. And I can't think of anything worse. Now they have guns.
Right.
Yay. What the fuck? You take all the racism out, and you know, they're still idiot kids with a two in front of their age at best. They don't need guns. They're idiots.
Well, right.
What the fuck are we doing?
Georgia joins 9 other states now with legislation permitting concealed gun carriage on college campuses.
Great, Pat. Hey, what? What a better learning aid, a gun.
Including Arkansas, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Mississippi,
Bucky.
Oregon, Texas, of course,
yeah.
Utah, and Wisconsin.
God
damn.
Should
be ashamed of itself.
Fucking Wisconsin.
I don't know what happened. Maybe the fact that they've got more bars per capita than any other state in the union. I know they had that distinction at one point.
Oh, great. And now all the, well, the maybe college
it's,
kids.
Maybe it's now come to fruition because they elected these fucking Republicans that are just butt raping the Constitution and decency in Wisconsin.
You know, Eric, it might help if you don't brush your hair straight back. I mean, that's that doesn't help because
the way
he does it. No, look at him. He's ugly as fuck.
The way they do their hair could not be more of a diaper load. And did you see his recent one? I actually shamed him on
Eric?
This one. Yeah, I tweeted he got a haircut and he spoke last week. And he got the same haircut as that Richard Spencer, that Nazi guy, the really tight shave on the sides and then longer on the top. Like there's a distinctive line. It's not a fade.
He got the Nazi.
Right.
The Nazi quaff.
And I tweeted something like, what did he do? Go to his barber and say, could you please give me the white supremacist bob?
I want to look like a hipster Klansman. By the way, I mean, the problem with your hair, Eric, is the way you have it gelled back. You need to have a hair
style. Don Jr. does that, too.
Oh, they
that
all
straight
do.
Back.
Do your hair in such a way that it covers up some of that ugly fucking face.
I don't
face.
Know where that's from. Like, what is that? Yeah. Why do so many of those loads like that just do that? Do they think it's a power move or something?
I think it has a lot to do with their loads. You know what I mean? It just comes with the territory. They are loads. They walk like loads. They quack like loads. They're a big duck load.
Because a lot of them have that just like slicked back.
But with him, with Eric Trump, it's particularly odd because I look at that face and I'm thinking, you have hair, use it to cover up that ugly mug of yours. It'll improve things.
I'm not jumping on the ugly shaming.
Look at him, though. But he's, you know.
Look at him, though.
Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
I am. You know what? I am. I know I'm being a hypocrite and shit, but I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, Eric. You're ugly as fuck. Dude, you're ugly. Just garbage. You have a garbage face. No offense.
Did you see somebody? Who was it that? It was one of those CNN undercover tapes where they caught one of the producers saying that Kellyanne Conway looked like she got a hit in the face with a shovel.
Is that meant to be a compliment?
No.
I mean, look at her face.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know, I'm kidding. She's lovely. Lovely inside and on the outside.
So there you go. Congratulations, Georgia. You can now concealed carry on campus.
Yay.
That'll be a great fucking idea.
So now you go to a party. You're like, oh, I don't know which drunk asshole is going to rape me. I'm sorry. Which drunk asshole with a gun is going to rape me?
Right.
This is so fucking stupid. God.
I don't know. Good news?
Eric Trump got a facelift.
Is this good news?
I don't know if a facelift would even help him, though. He needs to get a face wipe. Just wipe the face clean. Get a new one. Face off. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, well, there's a follow-up to the Joe Scarborough.
Crab diving follow-up.
Mika Brzezinski v. Trump.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Story that's going on. Trump tweeted that...
Mika got a facelift, right?
That they showed up at his New Year's Eve party.
What a dick.
And they wanted to hang out with him, and he was like, oh, no, look at how bloody her face is. I'm not having that hideous face bleeder near me.
Trump probably looks at his son and yells, Eric, not for nothing, but why don't you get a facelift like Mika? It can't hurt. My God.
So Joe Scarborough made more news, which they're saying that people should be looking into this more as an actual criminal thing. If the White House called him and threatened that you better start being nice and you better kiss the ring.
Ooh, yes.
Or we're going to let the hounds of the Inquirer go on this negative story about you fucking around on your wife and husband.
And they're harassing their kids?
Right. Mika said they called her T teenage daughters.
Oh my God.
The Inquirer got a hold of him somehow and was asking about, what do you think about your mom fucking around on your dad?
Hey, Mika, so your teenage daughters have their own fucking cell phones and shit? The kids have their own phones?
5-year-olds have their own phones now.
Oh, God.
But now, Joe Scarborough is saying, well, that the meeting when or the party they went to at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve wasn't exactly what Trump said.
Okay.
Trump said Mika was bleeding badly from a facelift.
Yeah, into her soup.
by the way, Mika is not saying, she's saying, yeah, I got plastic surgery.
Yeah, so what? I'm allowed to do that, you fucking asshole.
Brzezinski told Vanity Fair that she divulged her surgery to Melania Trump during the party. So she wasn't bleeding. She, at some point in the not-too-distant past, had gotten a little nip-tuck or whatever done.
And she told her friend
and
Melania.
Like, yeah, like, Melania was probably like, oh, that's your face. Oh, it looks great. Oh, and Mika was like, yeah, I just had it done. So Scarborough said, quote, the irony of it all is that Donald kept saying, that's incredible. You can't even tell. Who did it? Who did it? Scarborough said, quote, he kept asking for the name of the doctor. He literally asked 10 times.
Oh, my fucking God. So he wanted to get his own fucking facelift.
He's like, who did that work?
God, you know, even I just can't imagine publicly calling out a friend of mine that had a facelift or any kind of surgery and making light of the fact that they were bleeding from an incision. I don't find that funny on any fucking level. And she wasn't.
You can't even tell who did it. He kept asking the name of the doctor. He literally asked 10 times, is he down here? Who is he?
He asked 10 times.
Scarborough said.
Oh, my God. Donald, just fucking... what an asshole.
So Scarborough is saying that Trump was so impressed, he asked 10 times who her doctor was and did it.
Perfect.
Not that she was bleeding from the face.
That is...
So Trump remembers the conversation.
Yes.
And that she had had a recent facelift. He remembers that kernel of truth.
Yes.
But then when he gets mad, in his brain, he turns it into, she was bleeding from a recent facelift. I'm sure she got her pussy tightened, too.
Well, you know what? Here's the truth is that if fucking Trump can say whatever he wants, because all his idiot supporters will be like, oh, that liberal Joe Scarborough is full of
shit.
Well,
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
He deserved it. How dare, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Well, I don't know. They've been very unfair to him. He hits back.
So you make fun of a surgery of a, it's a personal medical thing. She shared with fucking Melania that she had a surgery. And then you use that as ammunition, you know, for an evil tweet or something like it. So it is just not a quality you would look for in a friend. You wouldn't look for one in your present. I wouldn't want this guy president. I wouldn't want to be his friend. I wouldn't want to know him. I wouldn't even want him as an acquaintance. Like, if you had a Donald Trump in your life and you have any friends with him on any kind of social media and you wanted to put out that you were having a party, you would hide the post from this cunt.
You're right.
Because you wouldn't want him showing up because he's a colossal fucknut.
Well, speaking of Eric Trump, your buddy.
Oh, yeah. He's not. Listen, I don't mean to make fun of his face. I apologize for that. It wasn't nice of me. But, you know, you just might want to think of some way to hide it. Not accentuate.
Ivanka, by the way.
Yes.
Remarkably silent.
Yeah. You know,
And a lot of pictures, I don't know if they're true.
Yes.
But a lot of pictures on the internet showing a younger Ivanka.
Right.
Versus current Ivanka.
Right. She had some surgery?
Look for yourself.
All right. God, if I'm Eric, I look at my sister, I'm like, what the fuck happened to me? Dad must have fucked around, or mom must have fucked around, or however it works. We don't share the genes.
The headline over at Forbes the other day says, Eric Trump Foundation told donors money went to kids with cancer, then gave to different stuff.
What does that mean? Gave to different stuff?
They gave it away to other causes.
What about these cancer kids? Fuck them, right?
The the charity raised money, $1.8 million at a golf event.
Golf.
Supposed to go to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Yeah. That's a good cause, you know.
The
as long as the money gets there.
$10,000 paid for tables at an event for another nonprofit.
Yes.
Which honored Eric at its annual gala.
$37,000
went to the Staten Island Zoo, which at one point said the Eric Trump Foundation had helped donate three Arctic foxes. Another $15,000 went to a charity that supports at-risk Jewish children in Southern Ukrainian City. So they collected money for St. Jude's, and it didn't go to St. Jude's. They went to other... This is what they did. This is what Trump was doing. He was using other people's money and funneling it through his Trump Foundation when it's supposed to be his money going to this stuff.
So you're telling me that, you know, instead of, I mean, what would you rather donate to? Would you rather buy some Arctic foxes from, I don't know where the fuck you get them from.
He donated them to
what do you like better?
I'm not a big fan of zoos, but
what would you rather save, the Arctic fox or this kid that needs leukemia, maybe?
Well, can we save both?
I mean, no. I mean, I really, I guess, I mean, I don't know.
Well, how about how about donating so that the Arctic fox still has an Arctic to fox in?
Oh, yeah.
How about something like that?
No, don't be a hippie. All these cancer kids are like, geez, I wish you loved me as much as that Arctic fox.
Look at how
cute. It looks like a cat.
Look at how fluffy and white they are.
Oh, yeah. My hair's falling
They're
out.
White.
Right.
They'll prefer them.
What's the whitest animal out there?
Yeah.
A fucking Arctic fox.
Let's talk a little bit about Chris Christie. I mean, how can we not? Christie, who has
got his own fucking beach, baby.
I believe it's a 17% approval rating. I think, talking about these kids, I think brain cancer in kids has a higher approval rating than Chris Christie does right now. And he gives zero fucks.
He doesn't care. He's hated.
And in fact, he's found himself in the middle of a little piss baby match.
Yes.
He didn't get the budget he liked.
A third five.
In other words, not enough poor people got fucked, I'm sure. I don't know the intricacies of what's going on in Jersey. We're a little busy with Schittler.
My knowledge of Jersey extends to the Sopranos, and that is it.
But they did shut down the government in Jersey. They had a government shutdown, which closed all the state parks and stuff, including Island Beach State Park.
Right.
But it turns out there's a governor's mansion. There's two. There's a governor's mansion, and then there's a governor's summer house at Island Beach State Park.
Fucking damn it. Hey, one mansion isn't enough. I want two. I want two fucking mansions!
And then he lied yesterday in a conference. They're like, well, governor, you look like you got some sun. He's like, I didn't get any sun. I didn't get any sun. Next.
Well, that's subjective.
Next.
I mean,
But then an intrepid and brilliant reporter hired a plane and they flew over the closed beach. And there was this fucking walrus gunt laying on sitting on the beach with his family. And he even looked up at the plane a few times. He had to know what was going on, getting his picture took and everything. So
why didn't he hire a drone? That would have been cheaper. The reporter. Oh, I'm just wondering. Maybe. Just wondering, guy. I'm just kidding. Hey, good for you getting these pictures. That's because they're fucking hilarious, right? You sitting in that chair.
Fucking asshole.
Right.
And I think even the reasons behind what's going on with the whole budget thing is bullshit.
Somebody, was it one of our listeners, one of our crabbers that commented on our Facebook page? By the way, facebook.com/crabdiving. They made the astute comment like, hey, I want lawn furniture like that. That's some sturdy looking fucking beach furniture. I'll take that. Yeah. I want that chair.
On Saturday, he ordered to shut down the state government, including all state beaches, on the 4th of July weekend.
Why would you do that?
The shutdown came due to an inability of Christie to reach an agreement with the Democratic state legislature.
Fuck you. I'll shut down the beach like I shut down that bridge.
The administration has been ruthless about enforcement. It says kicking out a Cub Scout pack from one state park.
Get out, you fucking kids.
Says here, one group, however, was given special dispensation.
Ooh.
Christie and his family soaked up the sun at Island Beach State Park.
That motherfucker soaked up all the sun, that little eclipse.
Unfortunately, he was photographed on the beach along with his wife, Mary Pat.
Right.
Asked later about the photos, a Christie spokesman said he didn't get any sun because he had a baseball hat on. I didn't hear it or whatever. I'm hoping it was that's a joke. I'm assuming that's a joke. It's just a fuck you.
Humorless.
He's done. He's got 6 months left. He's not. He can't be reelected.
Right.
And he's really giving a big fat middle finger to everybody in Jersey. Fuck you.
Right. I mean, what's he, he's not going to, he's never going to be liked anyway. God, you shut down the beaches on the 4th. What a dickhead.
Meanwhile, there are three states right now that are in trouble that haven't filed budgets.
Yes. Name them.
And they all have something in common. There's three of them.
Okay.
They all have Republican governors, Ryan.
Ooh, is it Maine?
Maine with Paul LePage.
Bam, baby.
Illinois.
What the fuck?
Rainer, Rauner, however you fucking pronounce it.
Again,
my home state. What the fuck is wrong with you guys electing a Republican? Haven't you learned?
Just get out your Excel sheet and start fucking marking shit up. And you know what I mean? Figure it out.
Claiming he's out of ink. Maine's Republican governor said he would not sign a bipartisan budget deal. I'm out of ink.
Hey, do we have... Hey, listen, I guess Maine, right?
Yes.
Is it... If we can't find it, we can't find the one that really hilarious clip from Paul LePage where he's like... What does he say?
I have the socialist one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you socialist cocksucker. is that him or Mike? Is that
no, that's
Alec Baldwin?
Paul LePage? Okay. Yeah. Let me find it somewhere here in the archives.
I think that would be a great game. Paul LePage or Alec Baldwin? Who said it?
There's a few of them.
Yeah,
that could fall under there.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Lily Tomlin.
Okay. Oh, she's the best.
Lots of Lily Tomlin.
I would vote for her. Lily Tomlin Warren, 2020. Why not?
Okay. Lily Tomlin Warren.
Yeah. We just can't have a white guy in charge.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
The fuck it is.
He called the legislator. That was the legislator that he called.
And then he said, didn't he say play it, make this public
release? Yeah, play it. Go ahead, play it.
Okay.
How
does that state even fucking function? I mean, it's Maine. It's a brick of ice.
So,
like five people
apparently
live there.
The Democratic controlled state house, and the GOP controlled state senate in Maine put together a bipartisan compromise, and LePage said, "Fuck you! There will not be a signature on anything increasing taxes."
Oh, okay, I see. Jeez,
shut down most of the government on Saturday.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Chris Christie ordered his state shut down except for essential services.
July 4th.
The Democratic-controlled legislature and Christie failed to reach a budget agreement amid the disagreement over provisions relating to the state's largest health insurer.
You know, don't you always think, like, if you were a governor of a state, I would look at the state that's doing best, and I would call up California and say, "Hey, Jerry, what are you doing that's so fucking great over there? You tell me what you're doing, and I'm going to fucking do it. Are you shutting down the beaches?" No.
In Illinois, Bruce Rauner has been unable to get a budget deal for 2 years.
Fuck you.
Illinois state law allows the government to remain open even without a budget, but he failed to reach an agreement with the Democratic legislature as a result.
Right.
The state's lottery has stopped selling lottery tickets.
Oh, fucking A, man.
Because they don't have money to pay out prizes.
Dude, people must be going fucking bananas.
They might downgrade the state's bond rating to junk status.
Is that good?
Funding for the education system is imperiled. Well, they want that, right? The Republicans.
They love it.
Rauner has long demanded the state legislature enact Wisconsin-style anti-union measures, and the state legislature said, fuck you, we're not doing that here. We're not the moronic mullahs, the coke whores.
Yes.
The K-O-C-H whores.
The city of Chicago,
Wisconsin.
The people that vote responsibly in that state, surely to fucking God, they wouldn't let anything like that happen, right?
They didn't get out fast enough.
Oh,
they didn't
God.
Vote. And then
liberals.
This Rauner jerk made it in.
Liberals. Vote for your vote for your black friends. Vote for your gay friends. Vote for your minority friends. They need you to vote, you fuckheads.
The prospects for deals, it says, this is at Think Progress, remain dubious. Maine House Speaker Sarah Gideon, a Democrat, is claiming that she left a discussion at the governor's residence following his, quote, aggressive behavior toward her.
Uh-oh, what the fuck does that mean? Jeez.
While the governor's office did not respond to an inquiry about her claims,
yes.
Last year LePage did leave an obscenity-filled voicemail. Oh, my God. They quoted here of a Democratic state legislator calling him a cocksucker and warning that he would go after.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm going to go talk to Paul LePage. Just keep the car running. I'll be right out. Come and get me if I'm in there longer than 5 minutes.
Prove I'm a racist, he said in that
oh, yeah.
Voicemail.
Prove I'm a racist. He said blatantly racist shit in the past.
Mr. Gattin, this is Governor Paul Richard LePage.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to talk to you about your comments about my being a racist, you cocksucker. And I want to talk to you. I want you to prove that I'm a racist. I've spent my life helping black people, and you little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker, I need you to this freaking, I want you to record this and make it public because I am after you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's
oh,
the
God.
Governor of Maine.
That's beautiful rage, though, that he's having. He's all mad. He can barely get his ideas out. He can barely use his fucking words. I want you.
You socialist cocksucker.
Prove that I'm a racist.
Oh, God. Prove it. I've done nothing but help black people.
Black people love me. Oh, I'm sure. I almost was like, I got binders full of women.
I have black friends, I'm sure.
How many instances do we need, examples do we have of white politicians, Republican white politicians claiming that people of color and women support them? Romney, binders full of women. Black people love me, this Paula Page said. Why are they voting for you? You know what I mean?
God, guns, and Negroes.
But they're not. You know what I mean? Like
mostly Negroes. Right? That's what we just found out earlier in the show.
God.
You
socialist cocksucker. How would socialism affect how somebody sucks a cock anyway? I would think it would only make it better.
Share it.
Yes.
Share. Bring a friend.
Whole community. Right. You need a blowjob with this drum circle.
I might be, you know, another argument for.
Can we have a little privacy? Is there not a hut?
There was also last week we're trying to, you know, this bullshit with the CNN thing.
Oh yeah.
Some people are saying,
talking about Trump's gif.
Yeah. That it's a distraction.
Yes.
It's an intentional distraction from, the all things Russia.
Fuck you.
And that, you know, Trump is just putting shiny shit out there that's going to get the media to ignore what's going on with this possible smoking gun from last week.
Smoking.
Tying not only that guy was a GOP operative who gave his story to, was it the Wall Street Journal, I think? And
I know
said
not.
Then he up and died.
Right.
But he said that he was going after Hillary's emails
oh, yeah.
That were hacked And he was dealing with Russian hackers on one end and Michael Flynn on the other. But then there's also reports that he said,
yes,
it wasn't just Michael Flynn. It was also Steve Bannon.
Right.
Kellyanne Conway.
Yes.
And one other one whose name I didn't recognize, who
some other shithead. Not that.
Yeah, yeah. Some other asshole on the Trump campaign.
So we don't know how insidious this Russian thing is. We have, you know, it is crazy. We have no fucking idea. And nobody gives a fuck. Except people that can do nothing about it. It is a nightmare.
Peter Smith led an effort seeking 33,000 emails Hillary Clinton deleted from her private server. Smith believed the emails must have contained official matters and were stolen by Russian hackers before they were deleted. He implied he was working with Michael Flynn, then a close advisor to Trump. He said he worked with five groups of hackers.
Yes.
Who said they had Clinton's deleted emails, some of which were Russian.
You know, we were talking about who's the worst Trump cabinet member. I mean, if you include Michael Flynn, then it has to be Michael Flynn. I mean,
yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, he's a Russian spy.
Russia shit. I mean, that's like the opposite of your fucking job, isn't it? God, Trump, you fucking suck, dude. You're the worst president. Oh, my God.
So let's not, let all this other shit cloud our judgment.
Okay. I'm glad you bring this up because I struggle with this. Whenever I put something out on Facebook about, hey, look at this stupid thing Trump did, some fucking other fellow progressive will comment, this is a distraction. Why are you paying attention to it? What about this?
Well, if Trump...
It all pisses me off.
Well, right.
What's wrong with it letting...
And we can pay attention to more. Just don't...
Oh, yes.
You can also say he shouldn't be tweeting about Mika's facelift.
Right.
Or grabbing people by the pussy or things like that and say, hey, look what this asshole's doing to healthcare. We can do it at the same time.
Yeah, because like what he's doing to healthcare is horrible. What he's doing with these tweets emboldening the racist is horrible.
Right.
And also the fact that we don't
know... stakes were shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, what the fuck? Were they bad?
I don't know.
Who the hell we don't is? Know.
They went under, right?
Right.
Oh, just all he does is slap Trump on somebody else's steak or on somebody else's water.
That's what he did with this country. He just slapped the label on it.
That's kind of what he's trying to do, yeah.
Hey, Russian, by the way, come fuck us in the ass.
Thanks for joining us this July 3rd. Happy 4th of July. We've decided, not doing a show tomorrow.
Right, you know.
Here in the Redneck Riviera, we're going to enjoy the...
What if news breaks? It's huge, and we want to fucking talk about
it. We're the moguls. We run the network. We can break the fuck in. We can be like Rachel Maddow and come back from vacation.
You know what? No, you know what we do? You know what Rachel Maddow and MSNBC do? They make some schlep hang out and take, you know, do the show.
Unless it's big news. And then
Kate!
But I don't know if there'll be big news. You never know. They might try to hide something.
Kate, we're going to need you camera ready for tomorrow, okay?
But just we do have... Kate's always camera.
She really is. She gets more likes than anything on the social media.
I don't know. Good news?
Shut up. What? I don't believe you.
From here in Florida.
Fuck you. Somebody lost the cobra, then retrieved it.
Today,
yes.
Apparently not a federal holiday because a Florida state judge ruled today that recent changes made to the Stand Your Ground law are unconstitutional. They're saying the judge said that the legislators here in Florida overstepped when making it easy for defendants to argue self-defense.
This is good, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, yeah, they're making it easier. I don't know. He was all black and everything. I felt threatened. Bang, 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 bang.
How insane is it that we live in a country that there's some state that has a law that says if I feel threatened, I can pull out a gun and shoot you to death?
Yeah.
That's not even, I mean, for some reason, yes, it pisses me off, but it's also bizarre. What the fuck is that? I mean, really?
The revision that the legislators put in shifted the burden of proof during pretrial hearings to prosecutors rather than defendants to show whether force was used lawfully. So before, you used to have to say,
yes,
prove why this was standing your ground.
Right.
And now they make the state say, prove he wasn't standing his ground.
Under the strict...
It's a big difference.
This is a teachable moment here on crab diving. I'm trying to understand the stand your ground law. If you make me feel bad about myself, I can shoot you to death, right? If I have a permit.
Yeah, if you're black.
Okay. Noted.
The white guy can shoot you and claim that you were threatening and looked like a demon.
He shamed me. Pow, pow, pow. Yeah, he looked like a demon, so I shot him to death.
The Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives here in Florida, Richard Corcoran.
Corcoran.
Says it is the role of the legislature to write the laws that govern how Floridians may exercise the statutory constitutional rights.
Yeah.
The Florida House will continue to stand with ordinary citizens who exercise their right to self-defense.
Nobody's exercising anything in this state. By the way, check out that fucking bird on the fence. Every time.
Is that dove?
Every time. It means something.
It's a symbol. Florida Stand Your Ground law passed in 2005.
Fuck you.
Inspired similar laws in other states.
Oh, great. Way to go, Florida.
I believe Wayne LaPierre wrote it on a piece of toilet paper.
Ooh, wee. Fuck you.
It removed legal responsibility to retreat from a dangerous situation. So before, you used to have to say, well, why didn't you run? Why didn't you hop in your car and get out of there? You had the chance.
And then you could call the police.
Now, fuck you, I'm standing my ground.
Hey, listen, by the way, I don't even understand this. If you do feel threatened by a black person, call the police, they'll probably shoot them. So, like, you know.
So they're making changes after outcry that gun owners could be emboldened to shoot first.
Can we just take a moment? Everybody stop shooting. Just stop shooting. Stop with the guns. Please, please. What's up with your fucking guns? Think about it. If you weren't spending money on all these fucking guns, you could buy a bunch of other cool shit. I gotta have my guns. Oh, fuck you.
You hate freedom.
Oh, I hate it so much. Fuck off. Oh.
Holy crap, we gotta go, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We are back on Wednesday after taking the 4th of July off.
That's right.
Don't forget, we're going to be all over iTunes, all over Stitcher.
Yes.
Share us and spread us, and thanks. Give us good reviews and shit. We appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on all our social medias. And then if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
ooh,
buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. And we get a little commission at no cost to you.
Hey, we get paid, you know?
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy down here in the South. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or his website, which is ratedourcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And have a great 4th. Don't blow up nothing. Don't blow off any fingers or anything.
Blow.
And if you voted for Trump.
Fuck you.
You know.
Fuck off.
Blow off your reproductive organs.
Don't blow yourself.
We're going to be back.
Yeah, nobody should be blowing you.
Have a great day off. Back on Wednesday, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.